speakers. How's that for hyperbole? Ready to get started? Let's go. A note about mixing. Mixing is a very subjective concept. There are a lot of variations of a good mix. A mix you pay $200 for and a mix you pay $400 for, or even $4,000, isn't always double the quality. It has to do with the experience of the mixing engineer, how in demand their services are, and their willingness to work within whatever budget you have. In addition, mixing is hard to teach because each song is different and poses different challenges. In the following pages, I will be giving you my 80-20 rules for mixing. It's all about what you should focus on the most in order to get the biggest wins. You'll be learning about the most important mixing subjects so you can mix your own music with confidence. Remember, mixing skills improve with practice, not from listening to books, ironically enough. So I encourage you to mix as much music as you can in order to improve your skills. If you're looking for songs to mix, I have plenty of resources for you with a link to hundreds of multi-tracks in the step-by-step mixing resource section, www.stepbystepmixing.com/resources. I'm certainly not the best mixing engineer in the world. Sometimes I don't even think I'm that good. But that's more to do with the everlasting presence of the imposter syndrome and my neurotic insecurity than actual lack of skill. However, I do know enough to teach you the things to focus on and the mistakes to avoid. I'm constantly learning with every new production, and you should as well. So listen to this book with an emphasis on keeping the big ideas in mind and trying everything out on as many multi-tracks as you can get your hands on. An important note about DAWs. I try very hard to be software agnostic when it comes to what audio software you use. That means that this book can be used with any digital audio workstation, DAW, as long as it has the necessary processors and plugins to create a great mix. 99% of all audio software today has the necessary plugins you need, but there is some software out there that are more audio editors than audio workstations, meaning that they might not have the most flexibility when it comes to mixing. Personally, I use Logic Pro 10, and I love it. However, I've also used Pro Tools in the past, and at the Icelandic Embassy Studios, we used a combination of Cubase and Logic Pro 10 because neither me nor my business partner wants to learn the other person's DAW. It's also important to stress that no DAW is better than another. It really all depends on the skills of the user. I won't switch back to Pro Tools because I've become so familiar with Logic throughout the years that it simply makes no sense for me to switch back. A lot of musicians think that having Pro Tools is what makes a recording studio professional. They're wrong. A recording studio is professional when it has knowledgeable audio engineers that take care of their customers and make them comfortable enough to record a great performance. Once you've got a great recording on disc, it's not the software you're using that makes your mix good. It's your knowledge of mixing and your skills that make for a great mix. Finally, it's up to you to learn how to use your DAW. The technical details of how certain things work in the DAW of your choice might be slightly different. For instance, using groups and buses is a standard way of organizing your sessions, but every DAW does it slightly different. So if you don't know how to use your DAW to organize tracks, import files, use the arrange window, or the mixer, you don't need to listen to this book yet. You should start with your DAW's manual. In this book, I will be using general terms you can use in any DAW. However, it is up to you to know how to do them inside your DAW of choice. Chapter 1. Pre-mixing. Even before you start mixing your song, you need to make sure it's ready for mixing. Some people produce their songs and mix them at the same time. That's a great method if you're acting as the producer, recording engineer, and mixing engineer all at once. That means you have a vision for the song from the start and know exactly where you want to take the production throughout the entire process. When does mixing start? So, let's talk a little about what it means to start mixing. For our purposes, we'll be looking at mixing as a separate phase of the production process. We'll be imagining that somebody else did the production and the tracking, and somebody else will handle the mastering. So your job is simple. Pull up the fader